I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty says she's been contacted by many people who are concerned about the future of public education under a Donald Trump administration. Speaking to about 100 public school educators at Central Connecticut State University, Esty said it's been a rough few weeks since the election.
It's a lot of concern, fear. People are counting on us. And those people who are especially counting us are really little people who did not get a vote in this election. So you know what? Our number one job is to reassure them it's going to be okay.
President-elect Trump has said he wants to deport 11 million people who are in the country illegally. This includes over a million children, many of them here through a special visa program that advocates worry could be used to identify and deport them under a Trump administration. Esty urged stronger support of students and teachers to help mitigate fears.
We absolutely need to elevate teaching. We need to encourage and support and glorify, maybe is a little too strong, but maybe not, because it is a noble profession.
Since Trump was elected, civil rights groups have reported hundreds of hate incidents across the country, including 12 in Connecticut, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Federal officials say that only about a third of hate crimes are reported, so the actual number of incidents could be much higher. Congresswoman Esty also pointed out that she's been working to protect science education and research, which has also been heavily criticized by Trump, who has expressed doubts that climate change is man-made or if it's even happening at all.
I've been able to get legislation passed with the head of the Science Committee, Lamar Smith of Texas, because even he may not believe in climate change every day, but he does believe in the importance of STEM education for all children.
Trump's election was officially sealed on Monday with the Electoral College vote. He assumes office in January. David DeRoche, WNPR News.